Will the Committee on Innovation, Industry, and Technology now come to order? Lynn, please call the roll.
Chairman Simpson.
Here.
Vice Chair Beniquisto.
Here.
Senator Bracey.
Here.
Senator Bradley.
Here.
Senator Brandis.
Here.
Senator Brannan.
Here.
Senator Farmer. Senator Gibson. Senator Husson. Senator Pasadamo.
Here.
Quorum's present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Could we all please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. And we are now turning to tab one, Senate Bill 476 by Senator Hooper. You are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much and good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and Senators. Senate Bill 476 is a bill that prohibits condominium homeowners and cooperative associations from prohibiting a law enforcement officer to park their assigned vehicle in their driveway. That is the bill, and there is one strike all amendment.
Yes, I mean, we'll go take up the amendment first. There is Amendment 1, barcode 652734 by Senator Hooper. You are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The amendment only defines by state statute the definition of a law enforcement officer in all three sections of the law.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the amendment? There are. This is the amendment for the bill. No appearance forms on the amendment. Is there any debate on the amendment? Senator Hooper waives his close on the amendment. All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
All opposed? Show the amendment has been adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? There are some public appearance forms. Mark Anderson, Chief Executive Officers of CEOMC, you are recognized. He is waving in support of the bill. We have Ken Chopsinski. You are recognized with the Florida PBA. Thanks, sir. Michael Kelly with the Fraternal Order of Police. You are recognized. Thank you. And Matt Dunnigan, Florida Sheriff's Association. You are recognized. Thank you. Those are the appearance cards. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Senator Hooper, you're recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Waive close, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Lynn, please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 476.
Senator Bracey.
Yes.
Senator Bradley.
Yes.
Senator Brandis.
Yes.
Senator Brannan.
Yes.
Senator Farmer. Senator Gibson.
Yes.
Senator Hudson.
Yes.
Senator Pasadamo.
Yes.
Vice Chair Beniquisto.
Yes.
Chair Simpson.
Yes, by your vote, so CS for Senate Bill 476 is reported favorably.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Senator Roberts here. Okay, now we're going to take up tab two, Senate Bill 426 by Senator Mumford. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members appreciate this opportunity. First of all, let me say this bill does not require any additional funding. We knew that sound.
All in favor?
Music to his ears. Yeah, I close. Now, this, but it does, what it does is it simply changes the threshold for the existing program. And as you know, there are three primary regional organizations serving 29 rural counties, including the three rural areas of opportunity. This bill will increase its threshold from $150,000 to $250,000. And it also reduces required match for the grant from 100% match to 25%. All of you know that the rural counties throughout the state are facing a crisis when it comes to their economics, the tax base, and so on. And this is especially true today. As we know, the Chamber did an analysis a little over a year ago, and there are fewer jobs in these rural counties throughout Florida than there were 5 years ago. So this would give some relief, immediate relief, possibility of relief to our rural counties. That's the bill, Mr. Chair.
Are there any questions on the bill? There are a few public appearance forms on the bill. Laura Yeomans with the Florida Associations of Counties. Thank you. Richard Gentry, stand up for North Florida. You are recognized. Thank you. Roy Baker with Opportunity Florida. You are recognized. Thank you. Carolyn Johnson with the Florida Chamber of Commerce. You are recognized. Thank you. Chris Doolin, Small County Coalition. You are recognized. Thank you. Commissioner Terry Burrows, Okeechobee County. You are recognized.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and committee members. I come up from Okeechobee County to support my fellow friend, Senator Monford. This particular bill we worked on for a number of years, probably the last 4 years, and we certainly know that you appreciate the fact of what rural Florida is experiencing now. So we would appreciate any cooperation that you would get this bill passed. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we have Jeff Hendry with the North Florida Economic Development Partnership. You are recognized. Thank you, sir. That is the appearance forms. Is there any debate on the bill? Chair Bradley, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chair, you and I share a lot of the counties that are affected by this bill. And one of the things that you and I have talked about, as well as many of my colleagues, is the idea that while Florida is enjoying really unprecedented job creation and growth, there are certain areas that have not been able to participate at the level of some other areas. And our rural areas are certainly, in many pockets, are suffering still, even with the overall economic trends moving in a positive direction. So any tool we can do, any tool that we can offer to help them, help themselves, I think is a good thing. So I'm excited to support this today.
Thank you. Is there any additional debate on the bill? All right. Senator Mofford, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Wait to close, Mr. Chair.
Lynn, please call the roll on Senate Bill 426.
Senator Bracey?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Passadamo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Beniquisto?
Yes.
Chair Simpson?
Yes. By your vote, show Senate Bill 426 is reported favorably.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, and tab 3 is Senate Bill 356 by Senator Hudson. You are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Chairman. Senate Bill 356 would prohibit the Department of Health from being able to suspend a health practitioner's license if they fail to pay their student loans. This would not forgive student loans or students of their debts or remove any liability to pay loans, but rather it lets people work to continue paying off their debt. That is the bill.
Thank you. And we have two amendments on the bill. We're going to take up Amendment Barcode 732784 by Senator Hudson. I know there is also a substitute amendment, Barcode 351912 by Senator Hudson. Senator Hudson, you are recognized to explain the substitute amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This substitute just changed the Department of Health to a state authority, so it would prohibit any state authority from being able to take away a license. That is the amendment.
Are there any questions on the substitute amendment? Seeing none. There are no appearance forms on the substitute amendment. Is there any debate on the substitute amendment? Senator Hudson waves his close on the substitute amendment. All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
All opposed? Show the amendment has been adopted. Now we are back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? There are some appearance forms on the bill as amended. Gary Musso with the National Nurses United, you are recognized.
Chairman Simpson, Senator Hudson, good afternoon to the committee members, and thank you for letting me be here. My name is Gary Musso. I'm a registered nurse from Port Charlotte, Florida. Revoking a worker's professional license for defaulting on student loans has to end. The potential loss of a nurse's license threatens our families, the patients we care for every day, and our colleagues who rely on us as a critical team member. To emphasize with why this is so important, I want to tell you the story of my fellow nurse from Trinity, Florida, Tina. Tina went back to school later in life after being a full-time mom to her two daughters. Her husband worked a dangerous job, and she knew it best for her to have a stable career, and she chose nursing to serve her community. Tina enrolled in a nursing school at a for-profit college where there were no waiting lists, and that meant that she could earn her degree quickly and get to work without delay. Unfortunately, this also meant incurring some student loan debt. In the end, it ended up costing her $600 a month. As is common, Tina occasionally fell behind on her debt payments, even after taking two jobs. One day, Tina's lending institution called to say she'd run out of deferments, and with no warning, they threatened to take her license and that it would be revoked. But how can nurses ever pay our bills if we lose our jobs? What will happen to our families, our patients, or our employers and teammates? To avoid losing her career, Tina was able to find the $2,000 she needed to catch up her loans. Not everyone is able to do this. Of course, everyone understands that loans need to be repaid. Please, but not like this. We need to pass Senate Bill 356, the Keep Our Graduates Working Act. It is the right thing to do for employees, their families, and for the people of Florida who rely on our licensed professionals to stay healthy and safe. Thank you all.
Thank you. Phyllis Suderman, you are recognized, American First Prosperity. Thank you. Waves in support. Paula Littles with Florida NNOC, you are recognized. Thank you. Carol Bowen, American Associated Builders and Contractors, you are recognized. She is waving in support. Christian Camara, Institute for Justice. What? Thank you. Spencer Pliant is with the Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce. He's also waving in support. And then we have George Chimizo on behalf of Associated Industries of Florida and on FGA Action. You're recognized? Waving in support. And we had Ron Watson on behalf of the Florida Rental Association, Florida Midwife Association, and Florida Chiropractic Physician Association is also waving in support. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Senator Hudson, you are recognized to close on your bill as amended.
Wave close.
Thank you. Lynn, please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 356.
Senator Bracey?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Senator Brannon?
Yes.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Pasadamo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Beniquisto?
Yes.
Chair Simpson?
Yes. By your vote, show CS for Senate Bill 356 is reported favorably. No reason everyone's here. Has anyone got a vote they want to be recorded on? Senator Farmer, you're recognized.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate that. I'd like to be shown voting in the affirmative on SB 476.
Without objection, show that motion adopted. Leader, yeah, you were here, right? Yeah. Anyone else? Okay, so we're good. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Beniquisto moves we adjourn. Without objection, show us adjourn.